Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This concept of pure existence can be described in the form of different analogies. For example, in a clothes shop, all there is thread. There's nothing but thread there. It's all thread in dimension. So the actions attributed to the pair of trousers or the pair of gloves, the shirt, the skirt, the hat, and so on and so forth, all the actions attributed to these should be attributed in reality to the thread, because the pair of trousers, the pair of gloves, the hat, it's nothing but thread in dimension. It's wholly, with the W, thread. There's nothing but thread there. All the adjectives ascribed to them, if it's beautiful or other attributes attributed to the clothing, it should all be in reality attributed to the thread. It's all traced back to the thread and nothing else. Other than thread, there's nothing there in the clothes shop. As an analogy, that is. Or, for example, some people use the ocean analogy. There, it's all water. Now, some waves are big, some small, some broad, some narrow. But it's all water there in different dimensions. And it's all existence in reality. But this existence manifests in different dimensions. Or, for example, in one's mind, the mental pictures that one has of flowers, cars, people, animals, food, and so on and so forth, in reality, they're all manifesting the mind. They're all in unity with the mind. It's all the mind in dimension. And these mental pictures, they can't escape the jurisdiction, the dominion, the kingdom of the mind, in the same way that the clothes couldn't escape the dominion of thread. In the same way that the waves couldn't escape the kingdom of the water in the ocean. So here, this first principle was that we've mentioned was that it's all existence and absolute nothingness. That's impossible. All that is stems from and is existence. Now, here in the second lecture, the Sheikh wants to undergo a series of mental exercises with one aim in mind. But he starts off with a few premises. And that is that the quest for perfection, in the broadest sense of the term, it's an innate phenomenon within us all, whoever we are. Okay, so from whatever background, everyone has that inner yearning towards perfection. Everyone is pulled towards perfection. It's as if this is a predestined, pre-programmed, predetermined pull within us all. So if someone says, I'm not after something better, I'm not after happiness, I'm not after perfection, I'm not after something more perfect, that would be a state of abnormal psychology. Otherwise, everyone is after perfection. Now, it doesn't matter right now that application of perfection, what it is. Some people may find it in the absolute, may find absolute perfection or perfection in a Ferrari, but some people maybe find it in a prophet, some in a book. Right now, the particular application isn't relevant to us now. That which is relevant is that there's an inner pulling everyone predeterminately, predestinedly, in a pre-programmed fashion towards perfection. No one can escape this journey. Now, that was one premise. Another premise, and these are self-evident premises that he's using. So one can't find any error in them because they're self-evident. But all our future conclusions can be traced back to these self-evident principles. The first principle we covered already. That's nothing. Absolute nothingness is a non-reality. Whatever is, it's existence. Now, given that I exist and all around me there are existing things, that's also real for people, whoever you are, from whatever background. And given that I am innately in search for good and perfection and more perfect things. And thirdly, given that the things surrounding me bear varying degrees of perfections and goodness, and I am after and in search of perfection, and see my happiness lying in this quest and discovery, okay, I am now off. I'm going to set off this journey. Journey to what? To perfection. Because I am, things around me are, they have differing, varying levels of perfection, and I'm after perfection. It's an innate journey. I'll keep on living and keep on moving and keep on acquiring more and more perfect things and becoming more and more happy. Now, who is there to guide me in this quest for more and more happiness, for more and more perfection? Now, I want to start this journey with a guide who has no bias, no prejudice whatsoever, and someone who can assist me in this journey without unjustly pushing me or coercing me towards a given direction. Hence, I rather not enter the company with a guru, rabbi, priest, or Sufi. Place-wise, I would rather journey outside any temple, synagogue, monastery, or khanagah. Does such a guide exist? Enter the inner mentor, which is called intellect. Rationality, that inner mentor, that power of reasoning, rationalizing, that's my guide to start off with. And one cannot get more unbiased than that. Okay, so the intellect is guiding me here. Now, where does my quest take me?